Businesses in Barrhead had different experiences with how quickly power services were returned to normal. Barrhead Co-op Grocery only had staff in the building at the time of the outage. Manager, Ryan Roy, sent staff home if they lived in town to wait out the outage. "We had a staff member at the front door to talk to customers if they came to the door," commented Roy. Roy explained they had power restored by 9:30 a.m. Over at the co-op gas bar, the outage lasted until noon. George Bromerter, gas bar representative, said, "We served free coffee until we ran out. Customers that were at the pumps when the power failed would only be charged for the gas they received once the pumps reset upon service being provided." Slade Sikulik, principal of Barrhead High School, shared, "It seems that it could be something that could be disruptive at first, but I think we managed to keep everything going as well as possible. Teachers were well prepared with plans and handouts and continued lessons without the aid of technology," explained Sikulik. Dale Bujold, principal of Barrhead Elementary School, said, "It was handled very well. The transportation director contacted the school to find out if buses en route should continue to the school or be returned home. Bujold had the children brought to school. Classes, for the most part, continued as per usual, with some classes being moved to different rooms that more natural light. All the teachers kept up to their planned lessons," according to Bujold. Brett Cooper, superintendent of schools for Pembina Hills, stated, "We made sure our staff was aware and operated as normal with basic instruction. Keeping children's safety top of mind, all schools were monitored through the outage." Cooper explained that students at Nearlandia School had to be sent home because when they experienced their second power outage, sewer and water were also not working. At the time of publication, Nearlandia was still without power, sewer and water, to Cooper's understanding. "Teachers had to adapt on the fly, but they are resourceful and resilient and able to work with their students," commented Cooper. "I would like to thank our school principals for taking charge at their own schools," shared Cooper. "Thanks to our deputy superintendent, Raim Drake, for coordinating with transportation and facilities around the closures and communications. Thanks to our communications, Jan Carswell, for getting information out as quick as she could," Cooper added. The timeline of the outage started just before 8 a.m. on June 3, 2024. The town of Barrhead and surrounding areas, including Thunder Lake, Minalta, Nearlandia, and parts of Barrhead County, had a power outage. Morgan Jacobo, a customer service representative with Fortis, said, "The first outage was reported at 7:57 a.m. and was caused by a motor vehicle accident that ripped down some of the overhead lines. The Fortis website showed over 2,000 customers were affected by the outage. Internet access, cell service was interrupted or lessened, and traffic lights were out. Schools, business, and residents were brought to a stop. Drivers resorted to stopping at intersections and taking turns to proceed. At 9:25 a.m. there was partial restoration of power." The Fortis outage map showed that the affected customer count dropped to between 500 to 2,000. The traffic lights came on, but buildings were still dark. "There was no access to internet in the center of town, but this reporter could get a partial signal at the north end of town. Service was restored just before 10:34 a.m. for some affected customers." The 10:38 a.m. update from the Fortis outage recording was, "We, Fortis, are experiencing electrical outages in Thorholt County and Westlock County, estimated restoration for 12:30 p.m. Their outages in Barrhead, Barrhead County and Westlock County, restoration estimate of 1:30 p.m. Service was restored to the widespread area around Barrhead affected by the outage at 12:10 p.m. Fortis confirmed that the reason for the outages was work being done was on the live overhead wires damaged during the vehicle accident.